This lot, half of them, would turn you over to the Queen, quick as spit for a pardon and maybe a few silvers. The other half will do the same, only they'd rape you first. So you keep to yourself and make your water in the woods alone. That'll be the hardest part, the pissing. So don't drink no more than you need.
Leaving King's Landing was easy, just like he'd said. The Lannister guardsmen on the gate were stopping everyone, but Yoren called out one by name, and their wagons were waved through. No one spared Arya a glance. They were looking for a high-born girl, daughter of the king's hand, not for a skinny boy with his hair chopped off. Arya never looked back. She wished the rush would rise and wash the whole city away, Flea Bottom and the Red Keep and the Great Sept and everything, and everyone, too, especially Prince Joffrey and his mother. But she knew it wouldn't. And anyhow, Sansa was still in the city and would wash away, too. When she remembered that, Arya decided to wish for Winterfell instead. Yoren was wrong about the pissing, though. That wasn't the hardest part at all. Lummy green hands and hot pie were the hardest part. Orphan boys. Yoren had plucked some from the streets, with promises of food for their bellies and shoes for their feet. The rest he'd found in chains.
"The watch needs good men," he told them as they set out, "but you lot will have to do."